Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You all right? You choking on something? Choking on air?
Threw up a little in my mouth. A little Skittle came out, and I had to swallow it back down.
You were eating Skittles. Yeah, I saw that.
I was eating Skittles.
It's all right, dude. You need to blow one of those Skittles out? Just one single...
Hopefully you all right? A little more water. Oh, nope.
Do you want some beer?
I'm good.
Would beer wash that down?
We're good.
Well, welcome, guys, to Super Megacast. It is my absolute pleasure to introduce this episode.
My honor to be a part of this podcast.
It's also my honor to introduce... You, Ryan, my best friend.
Oh, shit.
Ryan E. McGee, the man.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You gonna choose me?
What do you mean? I mean, we already chose each other. We've been doing this for a while.
No, I mean, you gonna introduce me, though, for this episode.
And this is my best friend, not by choice, Matthew Watson.
Yeah, Matthew Watson. Cool. Yeah, let's get started then.
Just like, that's when you're just gonna like, Jesus, what?
What the fuck?
What have these 5 years been? 5 years? How long have I known you? Six years?
5 years.
It has been 5 years.
Dude, that's the first time it's really hit me.
That's crazy.
I met you in May of
2015. Mm-hmm.
And we just passed May of 2019.
Did you stay... I thought you came in April at some point.
It was May.
Okay, so May.
Because finished my freshman year of college.
Yeah. Did you stay for 2 months or just one whole
just
month?
Just 1 month.
Because you were going to originally stay for like 1 or 2 weeks.
Just
and
one
then
or two
you
weeks.
Called, then you were like, hey, mom, I'm going to stay for
She
an
did
extra
not want me
weeks.
To either. She was like really fighting that. And I was like, mom, please just let me stay.
And then we stole you away.
You guys stole me away. For good. And she's like, those motherfuckers stole my son to fucking California.
Yeah.
Wow. It's so about 4.5 then. That doesn't. Holy shit. That just blows my mind, you know?
Yeah.
Right? 4.5? Yeah.
Something yes.
Like we just passed 4 years.
Yes.
Fuck, man. That's insane. Here's to four.
Five,
more.
It would have seemed longer, actually.
I know.
So maybe.
Let's just save this conversation for when it's in
next
5 years.
Year.
Next May. We'll
next
do that.
May.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we're still around.
If we're. Yes, of course. I mean, there's a total possibility we could be in some horrible
crash
accident
and burn.
And then people will grab this clip
yeah.
after we die and be like, oh, they predicted the future. No, guys, we just make a joke about us dying and then we die. It's very likely
yeah,
that
if we
could
died
die.
In a car crash, people would respond to the news with like us in a past sketch behind a wheel with like a clown nose on or something.
Yeah, exactly. Or like
me when I drive.
These YouTubers predicted their own deaths.
I mean, it's like, dun, 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 dun.
Nah, we were just driving all stupid on the 5 and
imagine someone doing a clown meme over someone who just died by in an accident, not in anything of their own choosing.
I right? give y'all permission. All right. if Ryan and I both die in the same car accident, you absolutely can do clown.
It'll
memes
be like one of those things, you know that I think it was a Marine. Maybe it was a Marine or maybe someone in the Army who they promised At yeah. the funeral, they put on a dress or something. Like, it the friends like, would promise they'd put on a dress.
It,
and they
it was
did.
If someone else, if one of them dies first, like, or like in the army, they'll go to the funeral in the dress. And he's like crying.
Yeah, he's
shit.
Sobbing his eyes out.
But
in
he's
that
wearing
dress.
A dress, yeah.
So that'll just kind of be like, the fans will be crying and respecting it so much. But like, it's funny that it's like, it's just kind of like, maybe just a PNG image of our heads cheaply cut out. And then
like
the clown.
A car doing like a flip.
Yeah.
All like off a cliff. And it's like, da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da. I like it when it slowly comes down.
Yes.
Like the wig and the nose slowly come into frame. And
oh,
then...
dude, clown memes are fucking hilarious. On Twitter. Like, I can't get enough of them. But
we're blocked by a clown.
This this actually is going to be very eerie if we do die in a car accident.
Bozo blocked us, Matt.
Bozo did block
us. That's what we're calling them.
Bro Bozo blocked
us. The Bro Bozo Baron blocked us.
It's a tragedy, dude. It's honestly like one of the worst. It's nothing has hit me harder than finding out that news.
Yeah. We'll move past it with another subject.
And it's tricky. It's a tricky thing to move past.
With this segue.
It's been a while since we've done that.
I think it's been forever.
It's been like 60, 70 episodes probably.
Yeah.
You did it. You did it. 15 episodes ago. You did it. You did it.
That was good.
That was an accidental stutter, too.
By the way, fuckers, we have the air on because we want to be comfortable.
I'm sorry, guys. Let me be honest. It's 12:50 a.m. I'm about to get my ass over to Thailand, and we have to record this podcast because we're contractually obligated
to. I'm going to be on a flight today, technically.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at you, Mr. Airplane. But we have to get these podcasts recorded. And honestly, this room has been getting so hot lately that I'm like, let's just put the air on. You guys, I apologize if the noise of the air conditioning.
Can you believe that?
In the night sky, like shooting stars.
Did you know, when you were in your head, because I know I have those moments when you're doing a bit. I'm like, is this a bit that I'm just going to talk over and they're going to fade out of?
Yeah, it's like.
Like, were you like, you knew I was singing.
It's like a game of chicken. It's like, okay, will I keep talking and he'll eventually stop the bit? Or will I stop talking while he continues? It's like a very classic game of podcast chicken.
Yeah, that time I won.
You won.
I do that a lot, I found out. Like, when I know, like, someone else is talking, I'll, like, talk into the mic and say something just to add something else.
I'm just like, well, I could slightly hear,
like I just did.
Yeah, right there, exactly. And I felt it. I felt it's like, the best way I can describe it is it's like your train of thought, and then someone takes like a sledgehammer and just smacks like the railroad tracks until they're all bent, and then like the train's like, poof, poof. It's not derailing, but it's definitely bumping.
Your train
on those
of
tracks.
Thought. Choo choo, chugga 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 choo choo.
That's good, dude. That's good. I had no idea what you were talking about until you did that.
Yeah.
But now I don't know what I was saying.
You
dude,
like
my train
trains,
of thought is
right?
derailed. My train of thought is legitimately like in the canyon next to the train tracks now. What was I talking about before you did the fucking Paramore song with Bruno Mars? Is it Paramore?
I was focused
Mars?
On singing, Matt. I can only put my brain to like one thing at a time.
Is it B.O.B.?
Who?
Who's the feature on that song? Is there a feature on that song?
I don't know.
I think it's like Paramore featuring B.O.B. Do you remember B.O.B.?
I do.
What the fuck happened to him?
I don't know. B, little O, big B?
Yeah. Big B, little O, big B.
Yeah. Big B. Bigsby. Bigsby. Bigsby.
His name's just fucking
Mo Bigsby? No.
Mo Bigsby, dude.
Is it Mo Bigsby? Is that his last name?
From fucking Ned's Declassified?
It's not Mo Bigsby. It's
Ned Bigsby.
Ned Bigsby.
From Moe's Declassified. What's up, guys? Welcome to Moe's Declassified.
What a horrible name. I mean, the name. Hopefully there's no one. Do you think
the one fucking dude listening named
My
Mo Bigsby,
name's
like,
Mo!
Wow, what the fuck, guys?
Where does Mo come from? What's the origin of the name Mo?
It's just such a primal sound.
Mo.
It's like they heard some cattle make that sound. Like, I'm gonna name my son that shit.
Think of like all the names, just like you got Matt, Ryan, Derek, Jason,
Nathaniel,
Amanda, and then you got Mo.
It's just
is
one.
Mo a name?
It is a name.
Why?
And why is there an E?
I'm gonna
the
look this
in.
Up. The origin. Name this podcast episode "The Origin of Mo."
Well, what's funny to me about it is especially the spelling, because it's like they chose such a fucking simple sound as a name, but they were like, M-O is not enough. We need to at least make it look classy. So they threw one more letter at the end. They put E, so it's like, oh, see, now it's not as bad as it sounded.
It actually is, like, bare bones basic. Okay. See
what's
if
the
I'm going to see if the if your brain makes the same connection that mine did. The name Mo is a boy's name of English origin, meaning delivered.
The baby was born!
Boom, you got it.
Mo!
So, I'm glad we're on the same wavelength. That's exactly what it is. It's delivered. Mo. It seems like, so Mo was like, was Mo just given to babies that didn't have a mom or dad or like didn't have anyone to care for
them? It's like
the
default
or?
Like name before you customize your character and change it to something Mo. Else. Like Mo.
Delivered.
It's a pretty bad name. I guarantee you, for some dude named Mo, it's like, all right, cool. Honestly, you know what? Mo's a kind of, I wish my name was Mo.
No, you don't.
Look at me. Look at the way I look, Ryan. What if my name was Mo? Like, look at me and visualize it. Mo Watson. That's funny, right? Dude, if your name was Mo, I wouldn't be able to stop
Mo
laughing
McGee.
When I look at you.
Mo McGee.
Mo McGee? Well, your name is like such a funny last name, except for with
Thanks.
Ryan. Ryan, it's perfectly fine, but like
is it?
Yeah, like it doesn't sound funny, but if you were to put it with like any other name, like Douglas McGee, it sounds funny, see?
Like Douglas.
Douglas is a funny name.
Is
but
Douglas
it's a lot of funny
names. What are the popular names these days?
What's 2019 baby names?
2019 most popular baby names. Matt is typing into Google right now as we speak. You know, the top bar of his phone. Like he can just
I went to emojis by accident.
Oh, did you?
Ooh, I typed 2019 most emojis. 2019 most popular baby names.
That's what we want.
Okay, let's see. I want to see how they've changed, right? Because let's look at the years we were born. And let's look at... Actually, let's start with the year you were born, Ryan. Let's look at 1994.
Yeah, okay. You're 96, right?
Yes. So probably not too far off, right? We'll start with yours.
Okay.
To put a bigger time span. Okay, so, I don't want to look at the top 1,000.
I'll
look at the top 10.
Are they in order in
yes.
that? Okay.
All right. So I'll go top 10 for girls from 1994. Jessica, Ashley.
As in the most, like, is Jessica the most popular
yes,
name?
Jessica is the most popular name.
I think you should go from 10 to 1.
Okay. Well, I spoiled the girls.
Oh, well.
Girls, my bad.
Yeah. At least do it right for the guys.
Number 10, Megan. Number 9, Elizabeth. Number 8, Amanda. 7, Brittany. 6, Taylor. 5, Sarah. 4, Samantha. 3, Emily. 2, Ashley. And 1, Jessica.
That makes sense.
A lot of sense.
I remember those names.
I know
so
many people with those names.
Of course. How about
now,
96? Sorry. The boys'
the
names.
The boys. And then we'll go
top
96.
10.
Andrew. Yep. Number 9, Nicholas. Yep. 8, Daniel. 7, Jacob. 6, Brandon. 5, Tyler. 4, Joshua. 3, Matthew.
Ooh.
2, Christopher. And number 1, Michael.
Okay.
So if you know any Michaels or Jessica.
So I was kind of like, see, I know a good bit of Ryan's, though, but at the same time, I guess.
See, your mom was thinking
outside
the box.
When you know Ryan, they stand out.
Oh, wow. I'm seeing some, I'm seeing, even for 96, some reoccurring trends here.
Okay.
Let's start at number 10. Elizabeth, Rachel, Alexis, Hannah, Taylor, Samantha, my sister's name, Sarah, Ashley, Jessica, and Emily. So Jessica got bumped down and replaced by Emily in 96.
Okay.
Now let's go to the boys' names. Andrew.
Uh-huh.
Andrew holding the spot at number 10 for a couple years. Austin, Brandon, Tyler, Nicholas, Joshua, Christopher, Jacob. Number 2 is Matthew.
Okay.
Real original, Mom. Really?
Yeah.
Number 2?
It's a biblical name. You know, not much you can do about that being popular.
Dude, this just means my mom looked at a fucking list and was like, what's the most Well, we can't go with number 1 because that's too Number 2, Matthew.
Thanks for being original, Mother.
Yeah, and number 1 is Michael.
So what about 2019? 2019 most popular names.
I'm actually very excited to see how names have changed because all those names we just read... Sounds so normal.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they are normal names. People are still named that, I'm sure.
Of course. People are still being born named Sarah, Jessica,
they seem like
Michael.
The most popular names to choose. But now, maybe we can have some light shed on if that is true or not.
Okay.
Starting with girls first?
I'm trying to find... Okay, girls. What the fuck?
10.
Posey.
10 is Posey.
Posey, P-O-S-I-E.
Am I
going
to start seeing a lot of, like, I'm just going to be like, because we don't have to interact with these people yet because they're just being born.
But just when you're old, you'll be like, Posey, just like now, I guarantee there's old people, you know, like the name Bob.
I feel like old people still are just like, yeah, Matthew, yes, Ryan. Like,
But there were a lot of other names like Esther or Esther, whatever, like Candace,
oh,
Bob.
Yeah.
Who's named Jim? Who names their baby Jim in 2019?
True.
The
Nobody.
One parent out there. It's like, okay, thanks, guys. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Posey.
Uh-huh.
Amelia. That's good. Cora.
Korra.
C-O-R-A. That's a very pretty name. I do like that name a lot.
Like Legend of Korra.
Kind of, yeah.
Except with a C.
I think Korra is a very nice name. Dude, I don't know how to fucking pronounce this name.
But it's a but it's a popular name.
Yes, number eight.
Is this an actual like list that where yes. did you is this a BuzzFeed list?
Huffington Post, so not far off.
Oh, okay.
Off.
I trust the Post, dude.
Seven. I've never seen or heard of this name in my life. Maeve? Maeve? M-A-E-V-E.
Maeve.
M-A-E-V-E. Maeve?
Maeve. Maeve? It has to be Maeve.
I mean, that does sound like a name that I've never heard, but it sounds like a name. Maeve?
You think Maisie would be it, but it's Maeve?
Well, let's go on number six. Amara. That's a cool name. Okay. Number five, Charlotte. Okay.
Okay.
Number four, Ada or Ada. I don't know. A-D-A.
Ada. Let's just say Ada.
Okay.
Now, Ada sounds like it's from something, too. You sound like a lot of people
You're
that grew up.
Hitler's wife. Ava? Whatever? I don't know.
I don't.
It was something
I didn't
like
know
that.
The guy. Just me.
Well, I didn't know him well.
Yeah. We just had lunch
number three,
on occasions.
Aurora.
Really?
Yeah, number three is Aurora. I mean, that's a cool name. Number
my
two.
One of my favorite artists.
Yeah. Number two is Olivia. And number one is. Number one baby name of 2019. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
Isla. Isla?
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 Like
is it Isla?
Like Isla Fisher?
I think it's Isla, right?
Yeah, because you know Isla Fisher in Hot Rod. She's
right.
She's Sasha Saren Baron Cohen.
Sarah Baron Cohen. He transitioned. It's his new character.
So what about boys?
Okay, so...
What about the boys, man?
What about the boys? I do think those names are cool, some of them. It's interesting, though, because, like, you know when we're old, these are going to be, like, the names of, like, just the popular names.
We're going to go to the store and it's going to be...
Say,
the name tag's going to say...
Isla or Posey.
Popo.
So
Posey, sorry.
I'm scrolling down just a little past 10, and I'm still not noticing... There's some, like, Astrid, that's number 22. Evelyn, those are cool names. I'm seeing some old names coming up.
I want to see boys. 10-1, boy.
I'm sorry. Let me just read one to you real quick.
Okay.
Number 16. How do you pronounce this? G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E.
Genevieve?
Genevieve?
Genevieve. That's
cool.
A name.
It's cool. It's just like...
I feel like that's an old name, too.
Evangeline,
Genevieve.
Phoebe, Imogene. These are a lot of like old names kind of coming back. Josephine, Lyra, Arabella, Ariola. Yeah, a lot of cool names coming back. All right. Let's look at the boys ones. Ready? Number 10, Finn.
Foo, like Wolfhard.
Honestly, what's funny is you can see how pop culture affects names being.
Do you think people really name their babies after the actor, not the character? That's
absolutely
weird.
Because I mean, you've seen it in the past though, how people have
like
done that
that's
with
a
actors.
Nice name.
Yeah.
I'm just Finn.
Well, it puts it in more people's heads, and you're like, oh, so Finn, probably because of Finn Wolfhard. Number 9, A-A-R-A-V, Arav.
A-A-R-R-V?
A-Rab.
A-A-R-A-V.
So like our friend Rav, with two A's in front of it.
Whatever.
A-Rav? A-Rav. Number 8, Jack. That's coming back.
Okay.
Because of Jacksepticeye, of course. What the fuck? I'm sorry. Atticus, number 7.
Like Atticus Finch.
Like Atticus. Like, that's like the most frat guy sounding name. Like, yo, what's up, dude? I'm Atticus.
When I think of Atticus Finch, I do not think of a frat dude.
Atticus just sounds
like a... Think of a sad, depressed old man.
I don't know Atticus Finch, but I know...
How to Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh, okay. 6 is Theodore. I like that name a lot.
Mm-hmm.
5 is another one I don't know. S-I-L-A-S. Silas? Scylla? Scylla?
S-I-L-A-S.
Scylla? Silas?
I'm going to look it up and see if like a TV show or movie come up. Hold on. S-I-L-A-S.
Yeah. Silas. And I don't know, name Silas. We're having a regular name
Paul
like Larry.
Paul and Silas in prison. Silas, or Silvanus, was a leading member of the early Christian community who accompanied Paul the Apostle in parts of his first and second missionary journeys.
Oh my God, dude. I'm sorry. I just looked at number one.
Don't spoil it. Keep going from
right,
where you
number
were.
Four.
Silas.
Number four, Jasper. Like cool. Old man Jasper from SpongeBob. Number three, Asher.
No.
Yeah.
Asher.
I knew somebody named Asher.
Asher.
Way back in the day. Number two is Milo. Of course, after
Yiannopoulos?
Milo Yiannopoulos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one, and I really don't want this to be because of what I think it is, Archie.
What is it?
Archie.
Archie?
Yeah.
Like the comic book.
From Riverdale.
Wait, the show Riverdale?
Yeah. It's about Archie.
It is?
Riverdale's about Archie, yeah.
Then why do people hate it? I thought people loved Archie.
Well, Archie's a fucking...
You can love Archie, but hate Riverdale.
...1950s cartoon, and then Riverdale is, like, they made into...
Who plays Archie in Riverdale?
Some buff dude.
What? Archie wasn't buff?
Well, they made him handsome as hell. Cole Sprouse is,
Does he have red hair?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched it enough, but Cole Sprouse is Jughead.
Okay.
But Archie is the number one name, which was also my dad's best friend's name back when he was a teenager and young adult. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Felix is number 12. Thanks, PewDiePie.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's interesting. I'm going through these. Wait, let's see what our names have dropped to.
Where is Ryan in 2019?
Well, I'm at 60 now, and neither of us 60? Are
60? Wait, Matt is at 60?
No, I still haven't found it.
Oh.
Damn, dude. The fuck? So we're not in the top 100 anymore. Wait, can I see, like...
Dude, Matt is not in the
Matthew
top 100?
Matthew baby name.
I think Matt is one of the most popular names.
Not anymore.
I get it, I guess, because if I had a child, I would not want to name them, I guess, a normal... What's a normal name?
This website, this different one I went to, says it's number 36 in 2019, but I didn't see it on that other list. Real quick, let me see Ryan, baby name. Because Ryan, I think there's certain names that will never die out. I think Ryan is definitely one of them.
It can be a guy or a girl's name.
Yeah. First thing on Google, is Ryan a boy or a girl name?
It's both.
Ryan, baby name 2019. I cannot find 46.
Okay.
So,
top 50.
We both have top 50 names.
I'm surprised Matt's, like, been.
I know.
So
it's actually down two places from 2018.
Damn.
Would you ever name your first son Matthew?
No.
That was a very fast response.
I'm never having a son or a daughter.
Smash cut to literally, like, 10 months from now. This is Matthew. Like,
this is Matthew.
Would you name your son Matthew for the meme of it if you had one?
No.
So then they could say. So then even when I'm long dead, when I'm long dead, people can come up to you and your son in public and say Matt and Ryan from Super Mega. You know.
Hopefully he'll be tall and I'll still be fat. Not fat, pudgy.
Well, it's
plump.
It's very plausible you could have a very tall.
Well, what
son.
Would you say better describes my body? Pudgy or plump?
Neither.
Okay. But in reality now.
If I'd use one brutally honest, accurate word, I would say husky.
Husky. That's usually the one. Yeah. Okay.
Because you're not fat.
Bulky.
No. Not bulky. Bulky's different. You're not fat. You have, like...
I ain't toned either.
No, you are. There's definitely a line between fat and toned, and you're definitely more towards the tone. I'm looking at your legs right now. I'm looking at your beautiful fucking... Look at those calves, dude.
That's because that's pushing up the fat.
No, but still, like that one, that leg is not pushing up the fat. That looks fucking nice.
You like that,
your legs, huh? You do not have fat person legs. You have nice, and your arms. Look at your fucking. Like, yeah, I've said this before. You could be a hand model.
Oh, thank you.
You don't have a big neck. You don't have a big face. What are you looking at?
Freddie's grinning.
Is Freddie Dredd grinning?
He's listening in. I don't think he can hear me. I think he can hear you, though. Oh, you can actually hear me now.
Okay. Freddie's outside the recording room with headphones on, listening to every second of this.
Matt wouldn't buy him an Uber home, so he has to sit out there and...
Because we just recorded the episode with Freddie Dredd before this.
So think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Freddie Dredd is the only person that gets to listen to this particular podcast episode uncensored.
He gets to hear everything that we end up cutting out, all the times we say the N-word, which, believe it, it's a lot. There's a lot of bet. What, Freddie?
He called you.
Oh, he just said the N-word, yeah.
Oh, again?
Freddie, you got to stop saying that, dude. Too many times in one night, man. Like, there's like a limit. It's not funny to begin with.
What's the limit, Matthew?
Zero. Okay. And Freddie crosses
that. Was a test.
And Freddie crosses that. You had such like a piercing look. You were like, what's the limit, Matt?
I'd like to know this limit so I may know how many times not to say it.
Yeah, but like...
Seen any movies lately, you fucking horn dog?
Horn dog.
Pretty boy?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you, dude.
Dude, I don't know how uncomfortable this podcast is, but there was like real sexual tension. If you were like...
I'm like rubbing my feet. Fuck,
well,
dude.
I mean, you're doing that regardless. You were doing that before you brought it up. You were like playing footsie with yourself over there.
I know. I was imagining it was you.
It looks good.
Thank you.
You got nice little piggies.
Mm. Could trim them up a bit.
You could trim them, but at least you don't have fucked up feet like mine. You know, I got these bunions. I got these big ass bunions.
Do you actually have bunions?
Dude, do you not see the shape of my foot? Look at this. I'll take my sock off. Let me show you this. Do you see... Your foot doesn't do that. See this part right here? You don't have that.
A little bit. Yours is more out.
It should be like this, but it's like that.
You're going to have to get corrective surgery.
Yes, I do. Very expensive corrective surgery. It's going to be very painful. The doctor legitimately told me, he said this. He said, Matt, you got to have this corrective bunion surgery at some point in your life.
But while you're here, I can also give you ass injections.
And he did do that, and it actually was fantastic. I ended up not getting the surgery for the feet, but I did get the ass injections.
I want to see you one day, Matt, just pridefully strolling by with your perfect feet, that perfect ass, and big new luscious lips.
Could you imagine if I had big new luscious lips, like big Botox, and ass injections, I might be able to dominate the gay porn market as like the number one twink bottom in the world. And that's not me saying I'm a bottom. I'm just saying that would fit the type.
But you'd have the lips of like those two Vegas entertainers.
The fucking Russian, the brothers, the twins?
Yeah, the ones that don't look human.
But it starts with a B. Bogdanov, the Bogdanov. Guys, if you're having a good night, go look up the Bogdanov twins and see how your night's going after that.
Don't look up a moving image of them because it will scare you.
It's these two guys, and it's crazy because they got all this facial reconstructive surgery, which I think at that point it's almost like it's definitely a form of dysmorphia, but like they...
They only did it because it made them laugh when they were high.
Dude, what are the odds
you
get?
Dude, you look so fucking funny, dude.
Dude, what are the odds you get facial reconstructive surgery until you look not human?
It's kind of creepy. They were very, very attractive dudes. Max Mofo had them as his profile picture for many months.
Yes.
Actually, speaking of what are the odds, Ryan, there was a what are the odds I asked you over text that you said let's do it in person.
Ooh,
so
okay.
What better place to... Okay.
What is it?
What are the odds you have to take a bong rip...
Oh, fuck.
But that's it. So what are the odds you have to take a bong rip?
Okay.
Dude, that's pretty insane, dude, right? Weed? What are the odds you take a bong rip, but the water in the bong has to be the juice drained from several tuna cans? So it's like, I thought of that when I was going to see the new Tarantino movie. I was sitting in the audience and that just came to me.
God damn it. 50.
50?
3, 2, 1, 33.
Woo!
What did you say?
I said 40.
Okay.
I mean, I said 33.
No, you didn't.
No, I said 40. What are the odds we both do it?
No.
Like, I'll come over.
I'm not doing a second round of that. What are the odds? Now I get to do another bong rip one. Okay, what are the odds you take a bong rip, except you allow me to fill it with... hold on. I'm going to come up with something, Matthew.
I thought you were going to say anything, and I'm going to say that's a little too vague for the rules.
With anything.
It's fucking gasoline. The glass explodes, and it's all in my face and my hands.
Hmm.
Wait, Freddie just yelled something out. Freddie Dread the Rapper. What was it? Ketchup. I don't know if you can do a bong rip with ketchup. You can mix it with water.
How about this, Matt?
I thought of something truly awful, but I'm not going to say it.
You not? I'm going to do a pickle juice.
Okay, so.
You got to do a bong rip with pickle juice as the base.
It's acetic acid.
Your point.
That's I would be inhaling acid.
I saw that fucking Instagram video. I might have even liked it.
I saw people fucking doing bong rips with, like, I saw people smoking Carolina Reapers out of a bong. That doesn't mean I want to do it. I saw a guy vape a Carolina Reaper.
I don't want to smoke whatever the thing you
okay,
said.
Well, dude, smoking tuna juice is much less hazardous
people
for your health.
People eat pickles.
They don't
people
inhale
drink
pickles.
Pickle juice.
Yes, because you can believe it, the lining of your esophagus and stomach is built to tolerate high levels of acidity, not your lungs. Your lungs are the most sensitive part of your body.
Smoke shouldn't even be going in your lungs.
Okay, so, all right.
Okay, want me pickle to come juice. Up with something
no,
else?
No, no.
I can come up with something else.
We'll do that after. We'll
do
take
after.
Turns. We'll okay. do. We'll each do three.
Three? Okay, okay.
Out of 50 each time.
Okay, okay.
Unless you really want to change it.
50.
Pickle juice out of 50. 3, 2, 1, 14.
34.
Okay.
No, each time we have to go down 10. So the next one is 40.
Oh, my God.
So what's the next one, Matt?
Okay, Ryan. I got one for you.
And if you succeed in doing more, that means you have to mix the liquids together and take a bong rip.
Okay. Ryan, what are the odds you take a bong rip with... you know how sometimes when... You go to squirt ketchup out, but just that water comes out.
How do you even collect all of that?
We're gonna have to buy a lot of ketchup
and just water it down.
Okay, so yeah, what are the odds?
Water down ketchup.
The first squirt of ketchup when it's just that water. You know, we put it in your hot dog. You're like, god damn it.
Yeah. So we just make watery ketchup.
Essentially, yes. No. From the bottles, because
it's out of 40. We already made up the
right.
rules.
Oh, that's right. Well, not watered down ketchup. The actual shit from the bottle, because that's not just water in there. That's all the preservatives and shit. And
I don't know how many ketchup bottles. Like, that would take a lot. That's a bong rip.
I can do it. I can buy enough ketchup bottles
okay.
for
okay.
you
if
do
you
this.
Do that, then yes.
Okay. 40. 3, 2, 1,
23.
15. All right. No ketchup bong rip for Ryan.
Okay. Now, Matthew, my piss. I'm kidding. You're not going to inhale my piss.
No, I'll do it.
No, that's fucking disgusting.
It's disgusting.
You're going to inhale
it's
my piss into your lungs?
It's disgusting, it won't harm my health.
Are you sure it won't harm your health? You can't,
first of all,
you
piss
can't
is
drink
sterile.
Over a cup of your piss without getting
piss
sick at
sterile.
Sea.
Yes, you can. Piss
no.
is sterile.
They
piss
say
is sterile.
They Matt.
That's an old wives' tale, Ryan.
Wives?
About drinking piss.
It's a wise tale. We've been through this. It's not an old
wives' tale.
It's a wise tale.
Ryan, it's fucking wise. It's not wise tale. It's an old wives' tale because wives wouldn't used to tell tales. They still tell tales. Oh, I'm out with my friends. Now you're getting fucked by some fucking sports coach.
That's an absurd superstition is an old wives' tale.
Wives?
Yeah, you're right. According to sexist tradition,
because of that, you have
a
to
story
drop-
popular among credulous old ladies. It's an old wives' tale, or even worse, an old wives' tale.
Because of that, you got to drop your last one down to 20.
Well, technically, Matt, I was also right, because it does
nobody
quote
says
old wives'
tale.
Tale.
People only say wives' tale. Nobody says
I think
wise
people say
tale.
Wise tale.
I don't
it's
think
old
people say
tale.
Wise tale. I've never, I've only ever heard in my whole life wives' tale.
It says old wives' tale versus old wise tale. Grammarist. Enough people use it for them to make a grammarist
okay, one dumbass can
it.
Write an article on a website for some college assignment. Okay.
Top 10 old wives' tales.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and I'll do piss. 40.
Really?
It's not going to hurt me.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, 3.
Woo! Getting close. 3 and 6.
That's your last one?
No. We have one more.
Oh,
each.
Yeah. You're right. Okay.
So this is yours for 30 now.
Okay.
Or if we really wanted to up it, we could drop it, cut it in half, do 20.
15.
Well, if you do 15, I have to do 15.
Okay. This is the
all
last
right, buddy.
One. What's the last one, Matt?
Ryan. Oh, my God. Well, I got a top piss.
I'm not.
I'm ultimately getting the shortest straw because I up it for you, and then you up it finally for me. So out of 15, this is getting dangerous now. Okay. How about you dissolve a bunch of fiberglass in water?
Oh, and, perfect. Yeah,
and just scar your lungs for the rest of your life. Give me a second to think. Give me a second to think. I mean, this is a lot of power right now.
It is a lot of power.
Because, like, this has to be good. Okay. I got it.
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
I am going to work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
My balls are going to get real sweaty.
Okay.
I will then soak my sweaty balls in a cup of Monster energy drink, the sugar-free one.
Okay.
For 20 minutes.
Okay.
That is what you have to do your bong rip with.
Okay.
So that's ball sweat.
Yes.
But not just ball sweat. 20 minutes, that's enough time to really
cleanse
the scrotum.
Let's do it.
Out of 15, ready?
Yep. Three, two, one.
All right.
Can I use a restroom break?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Think about it while you're in the... I gotta go, too. So think about it while you're in the bathroom. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the grand finale of this bong rip series.
Okay, Matt. I thought of mine.
All right, we're back from our bathroom break. I got myself a nice, crisp LaCroix.
And I thought of the thing.
Let's hear it.
Matt's just toilet water.
Dude, that's disgusting. That's just vile.
Okay.
Out of 15?
Yeah.
Wait. Stop.
Uh-huh.
Whose toilet? Ain't like public toilet?
No,
like,
not a public toilet. How about
so yours
my toilet, but before I have to get the water out, I have to flush it three times.
No, you don't have to set any stipulations,
okay,
dude. It's whatever.
My toilet.
You're just your toilet water.
Yeah.
I'll go big.
Okay.
Oh, it's out of 15. Okay.
3, 2, 1, 4.
9. Oh my god.
Okay, so we don't have. So neither of us have to take gross bong hits. We can just take a regular one.
I got one more.
Okay.
If you're willing.
What is
and
it? Just,
fact,
tell, me, just
this,
tell me what it
this
is.
This one's so bad, I'll be willing to do it if we say this.
Ask
number.
Me what are the odds for this one.
What are the odds? We'll both do it, okay?
Just tell me. Just ask me. Just
what are the odds?
Okay,
The odds. I'm asking, what are the odds that you basically, I need you to mop your house, wring out the mop,
okay,
and that dirty, dark gray water,
yeah,
that's the water you put in the bong.
2.
You cannot pull a 2.
So
with
one
this
of
one.
Us is doing
you
it.
You cannot pull a 2. With
I
this
can't
one.
Pull a 2, Matthew.
All right. For those who don't know, 2 works if... We both say the same number, Ryan.
If,
has to
so
do
since
it.
You're the challenger, if we say
the same number.
If you say 1, I say 2, or you say 2, I say 1, you have to do
I
it.
I have to do it.
But if
so
we say the same number, I have
to
do
50%.
It. One of us will be doing this.
Dude, okay. You know what? You want to do 2? That's putting it at 50% for you, though. You could have set it to anything and gotten out of this scot-free, but now you're going to...
I have a bad feeling
about
this
You're setting
one.
The odds
yeah.
to be 50% in your favor.
I like how it's still my house, and I have to mop.
Actually, can it be my house?
Hey, woohoo! Because right. I got Lego prancing around.
And oh, dude, hair... I have a gag reflex thing with just the thought of animal hair.
Uh-huh.
It okay. All right, you ready for this? All right.
3, 2, 1,
done!
Yeah. No!
No!
Buddy! Yes, okay, well, that'll have to happen at some point. That'll have to happen at some point.
Aw, fuck me, man. So I gotta smoke dirty.
I'm already
ass
gagging,
mop.
Like thinking about like intaking.
Dude, I am too. All this shit on your floor. Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
Your little feetsies walking around with all the. Oh, dude. Oh no. Fuck. Oh my, dude. I don't want to do that, but I will.
Okay.
I actually feel physically ill just thinking about it.
I'm still getting a bit. I'm trying to like get over this gag.
Like I feel like I'm gonna gag. Because
I'm
right
like
now.
I'm picturing myself going.
I'm gonna have.
And
to,
then I start. Ugh.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
We'll save that one for a rainy day.
Yep. We'll make it a podcast segment. We'll bring it in and get the audio.
Jesus fucking Christ.
No, we won't because then that'll.
Why did I think we were taking the bathroom break and I was like, Ryan, I just thought of the worst one. You were like, keep it to yourself. And I was like, no, just wait. I wish I had. I wish I kept it to myself now.
Haha.
I wish I had just fucking not opened my stupid mouth.
I like how you're like, we'll both do it. And I'm in my head, I'm just like, oh, yeah, we are. Oh, we're both doing it, but not what you're thinking. You're thinking we're both, we both probably have 10.
You could have set it to 100, 10. Dude, and then neither of us would have to smoke fucking dirty mop water.
I don't have
water.
To smoke mop water. You do. You're the one regretting it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 100%.
I wish this bit had never come to fruition.
Well,
I,
now it has.
It, and well, what it perfect, has. And now I'm going to have to inhale fucking...
To...
Yeah?
Put the ad reads out right read. After this.
Yeah, okay. So it's ad read time, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone's favorite part of the podcast. Let's do a little one for
sorry, what?
Stop. Let's do a little well, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan,
yeah?
Click the ad read button.
MeUndies is here to change your underwear.
No. Oh wait, sorry, I fucked that up. Just restart it.
No. Oh, sorry. Let me just... And
thank
play.
MeUndies is here to change your underwear. Not literally, but it's here to change the way you think about it. They believe undies shouldn't take themselves too seriously. That's why they make all their underwear with straw.
They believe undies... I'm just kidding. They don't. They use micromodal fabric.
They believe undies should be soft. Fit every booty like it was made for everybody. And... offer fun patterns that give you the freedom to express yourself.
MeUndies also believes that every woman should have the freedom to wear whatever cut they want, in whatever color they want, and whatever size they want.
That's right. Stay woke, MeUndies.
So ladies, rejoice. The Feel Free collection is here. MeUndies size tested these 5 new silhouettes on every body type with an ultra soft feather light waistband that provides zero restriction.
Okay.
These undies will be the best thing that has ever been on your body. Offered in sizes extra small to 4XL.
I don't think women should even wear underwear, personally.
But if they did, they should buy MeUndies. Continue now.
What an awful thing to say.
The new Feel Free collection offers an ultra-soft waistband that maximizes comfort with a weightless feel designed with... oh, guess who? You, in mind. New prints drop every Tuesday, so undie exhaustion, be gone.
Be gone!
MeUndies has a flexible membership that has styles for both men, women, matching your boo, and even your dog. And if your dog is your boo, we ain't judging.
And get this, guys, they just don't have undies.
They also have super soft and comfy onesies and loungewear. Perfect for...
well, Ryan?
Lounging.
Yep, that's it.
It's Onesius, by the way. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. Mine.
Mine as well.
Mine.
It's our listeners.
Yeah, well. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. That is a no-brainer, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Call to action. This section is mandatory. To get your 15% off your first pair, free... what was that?
That's what it sounded like you did.
To get your first... to get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/supermega. What is that, Ryan?
That's MeUndies.com/supermega.
I wear MeUndies, and I love them. Ryan?
I also love them. I own... a lot of them.
I legitimately...
And their little lounge pants. I have big pants. Ones. I have big ones.
No, you have little big ones, boy. Too. I see they're tight. They look good on you. Yeah. I legitimately wear MeUndies almost every single day.
Do they have, like, short lounge pants? Like, ones that are more like shorts?
That you could just wear out in public?
Yeah. Not that I can wear out in public, but...
Oh, just a lounge around where you don't feel too naked?
I guess I could just get their briefs.
MeUndies,
usually I just keep the one... Do they have briefs?
They do have briefs. They have a ton of different cuts. All right, that's enough time in the spotlight, MeUndies. We gave you your time this week, okay?
Guess who's...
Settle down.
Guess who's turning... Oh.
Ryan, I'm on 1%, by the way, so this ad read might have to be up both our phones if my phone dies.
That's fine.
Go.
Today's show is also brought to you by Horny.
They're not going to appreciate that at all. Just took the name of their brand and changed it. They're literally like the first 5 seconds of the ad read.
Just making a mockery. The easiest way to save money when you're shopping online. Honestly, before I found out about horn,
Just say honey, guys. It's for honey.
Honestly, before I found out about honey, seeing the promo code box at checkout stressed me out. Like, should I be typing something in there? Is there a code? Just knowing that there could be a discount out there made me worry about overpaying every time I shopped online. Matt, what else?
Thankfully, now I, along with my life partner Ryan, have Honey. It's a free tool that connects to your computer's browser. As you're shopping, it scans the internet for coupon codes and other discounts. Then, like magic, it automatically applies the best one to your cart at checkout.
It's a weak snap.
Yeah, it was a pretty weak. Let me get a better one.
How about that one?
Right, that's like a better one. Yeah. Honey will find you every coupon code, sale, or discount on over 20,000 sites like Amazon, J.Crew, eBay, Macy's, Sephora, Nordstrom, Xvideos, and more.
So you might ask, how do I know Honey has my back? Does it really work?
It's too much for me, dude. My phone died.
Oh, well.
My phone, so I'm gonna have to come squeeze.
No, I'm stealing the rest of it.
All right, dude, read the rest. Go for it.
Okay. Well, not only did Honey test over 1 billion promo codes last year, but it actually applied 185,086 working codes to people's orders. That's a lot of real life savings. Not to mention over 10 million people are already saving with Honey, and it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Thanks to Honey, now there's literally no stress when I see that promo code box at checkout. What did you buy on Honey? Matt?
I was shopping online, and I'm trying to find the best discounts, and I found Honey. So, I used Honey to get a promo code to download this browser extension called Honey, and I got it absolutely free in just 2 clicks.
It's free to use and easy to install on your computer in just 2 dicks.
Dude, the ad agency's gonna drop us, dude. They're like, all right, guys, this was the line. This was the final straw.
You did such a good job with MeUndies beforehand. Whoa.
I mean, you fucking
what
went into
is this
Honey.
About?
Like, why? Like, Honey's is legitimately a great product that I actually use on my computer.
It's
not a joke.
Product.
I actually use Honey.
No, like, it's good.
I legitimately use Honey. And now they're gonna fucking hate me because of this ad read.
I told family and friends about it, and they love it. They can't get enough of Honey. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/megacast. That's joinhoney.com/megacast. That's right, Honey. Online savings simplified.
And again, I'll say the catchphrase we came up with that I think Honey would be better off with it. It's Honey saves you money.
Yeah.
Don't know why they didn't go with that one. I'll say that once again.
Honey saves you money.
I could see that in a commercial. Honey. Like, everyone remember that, right?
It's Honey, and it'll save you money.
Honey. Honey, I'm home. What about that one? Honey, how about honey?
Honey, some dome.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. And you're just getting your dick sucked. That's good.
By my wife.
Yes, because you're coming home and the second you open your door, your wife starts filleting you. Oh, fuck. I forgot, dude. Came up with a really good song parody this week. It was,
Yeah? Forget it.
Yeah, I did.
Did you remember it and forget it, or did you just remember the fact that you came up with it, and so you were hoping you'd remember it in the process of you talking about it?
That was it. I didn't remember it at the spot. I was hoping I would remember it, like, when I brought it up, but
of course.
That didn't happen, so here we are.
Yep.
Wait. Fuck, dude! It had to do with getting brain.
Do you think a Skittle would help?
Maybe, yeah. Toss one of those in my mouth.
If I don't land it right.
That's all right, dude.
Okay.
I couldn't even see.
I don't know where
the light is too...
Sorry, how about this yellow one should do?
Ow, it hit me in the ear.
Oh.
I'll just eat that off the ground. That's fine. I don't need more. I don't need that much sugar. I'm trying... So, one thing I noticed was in July, I cut back on sugar, which, one thing I noticed about cutting back on sugar was that I started napping a lot less.
That's awful.
No, it's great.
Oh.
I have more time to do things.
No, that's awful.
Because napping always got in the way of my daily routine, you know? I'd have super mega work to do. I'd have to work out, which I didn't do. I'd have a lot of other stuff, but getting away my hobbies, man. My hobbies would fall to the side because I'd just be like, I'm going to nap. That's going to be my hobby. That's a good fucking Skittle, man.
That was literally less than 30 seconds. I really hope someone would try and just put us on blast for that.
We challenge you guys. Put us on blast for this.
Y'all don't care.
Do it.
Y'all don't care about
you guys
your
are pussies. You guys are fucking pussies. Unless you put us on blast for chewing those Skittles.
We're the ones who give you support.
We're the ones who give you free fucking content, except for the Patreon people. They pay for stuff. Thank you.
They don't pay for the podcast, though. Well, in a sense, they do.
They fund the business. Now that we don't get those sweet Game Grumps paychecks, now we're all on our own and having to...
But they have to fight our ad read people to, like, who has more ownership over us. And...
Exactly, exactly. The corporations, at the end of the day, will ultimately dominate Super Mega. Sorry, guys. That's just how it is. That's how this world works. We all
can start your own corporation.
Yeah, if you start a corporation that makes millions of dollars, maybe we'll consider it then, but... Until then, we will be shills to the big corporations, and you will always hear that on this podcast and this channel. Mm-hmm. We will reflect that.
When did we start doing ad reads, by the way? How early on?
I think, like, pretty late. We didn't get a single ad read for a good long amount of time.
Did we go over 50 without an ad read?
I think so, yeah. Okay. So that was like...
We didn't make it to 100 without an ad read.
No, definitely not. But I, like, the thing about ad reads is, like, I'm glad we have them. And I think that we're able to do them in a way, because I've listened to a lot of other podcasts, and a lot of podcasts do it where it just takes you out of it, I think, in a way where...
Cherries, berries.
Yeah. Where it's just like, oh, here's the ad read. I like to think we do them a little more fun and take some more risks with them, ultimately costing us money.
One time, we won't say the brand, it did cost us money.
They were like, you guys.
They were not happy with one of our ad reads. And there's a there, and it, I can't
there's,
even be like
several brands that have pulled out.
I can't even be like try to go pick which one, because like a lot of them you'd probably pick is the one that the company was. I'm not going to say who it was, but a company was very upset with one of our reads that they did not pay us for. Another extra one that they wanted us to do as an apology to them. And so we said, go fuck yourself.
No, we did the extra read.
We did.
Because we're...
We even allowed... We can say that. We're not saying who it is.
We suck up the big corporations.
Yeah.
Of course. There was actually... There was one ad read we did where I think there was some miscommunication between some people. And we did the ad read and realized they hadn't actually... bought the ad read. So we did the ad read and they never paid us. So
yeah. They actually decided to not. They like
even though
withdrew.
We did the ad read, they're like, "Oh, you know, it's no, we're not going to pay." So, thank you to that one specific company for that ad read. I don't mind. We're not naming names, but I don't mind putting them on blast if they're going to do that cuz you took up precious time from our viewers not to pay the boys. You're not supporting the boys.
Remember when this whole like 10-minute bit was just like the twist of the whole story was it being an ad read?
Ryan's Ranch?
Ryan's
Ranch, yeah.
Yep.
Which was flawless, by the way.
Actually, really, I think that's my favorite ad read we've ever done.
Absolutely. Well, dude, I was taken aback when you did that. Because, like, I was like, this is an excellent bit. Like, it's been going on for like 10, 15 minutes. It's lovely. And then finally, the climax of the story, you led it into an ad read. And I was like, really, dude? You're going to take this in what? But ultimately, I do love it. And I actually, there's a compilation of our ad reads out there now. If for some reason you want to listen to that, because like I said, I've always enjoyed our ad reads and I have fun doing them. And I'm like, I'd love to make a compilation because we never take them seriously. But it's like, I don't want to put literally a compilation where it's like,
here's us doing reads for companies.
But someone else did it, Dello Beast or...
Dello Beast. I don't know them personally. I do like the fact that they make compilations.
I can't understand how they have the time to do that. Because they'll upload these like...
They have to sift through
things like 2 hour compilations.
Specific things.
Yeah, and it's like, here's 2 hours of them talking about one specific thing.
There's also Super Mega compilations. Go check both of those people out.
Yeah. There's several people that make compilations now that are pretty good. So if you want some good background noise, go for it.
Unfortunately, that would be us in this case.
We are good background noise. Not good foreground noise. Not something you want to actively pay attention to.
No.
And you listening to this while you're doing your homework or working on that project or driving, doing something else, not really paying attention. Thank you. I wish that we were important enough to be foreground noise, but I do understand. you like to set us in the background. And you can tune out again right now.
Yeah.
You paid attention right now because we brought you up and you're like, oh, they're talking to me. Now you can tune it out again, listen to us say stupid shit while you continue your homework or your drive or whatever. It's fine.
We didn't talk about the movie in detail, but we did say Passion we both liked it. What?
Passion of the Christ?
No. We talk about that all the time. I'm talking about Once Upon a Time, Ellipses in Hollywood. Last podcast we mentioned we saw it. We mentioned we liked it.
We didn't talk about it, though.
Didn't talk about it that much. I fucking really enjoyed that movie. I've seen it twice.
L-O-V-E-D.
That movie. And you're going to go see it again.
I'm going to go see it again, yeah.
It's just like one of those movies where, like, it's not a straightforward plot, but it's like I'm entertained because the first time watching it, I didn't know how the structure was. And then the second time watching it, I knew what the structure was. So it was kind of like watching short skits, like one by one, like they're bits one by one. Like here's the bit in the beginning in the bar with Al Pacino. Now here's the bit when he's trying to remember his line for a scene. Now here's the bit at a ranch. You know, like like each one was kind of like a little short film in the same unit.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was an amazing movie. That bar, actually.
You went to.
I go there frequently. It's a great bar. And I went there the day after I saw the movie. And I was expecting to be packed. And it was just empty. And the bartender made one hell of a martini. He was very cocky. Like, he'd, like, take a sip of it while he was making it. Go, God damn, that's the best martini I've ever had. Wait, God really? Damn, that's good. Or, like, he'd take a sip and go, motherfucker, that's good. It's a great bar, though. It's called Musso and Frank's. It's in Hollywood. It's where they shot the Al Pacino, Leonardo DiCaprio scene near the beginning. Excellent movie, though. I think, honestly, one of Tarantino's best. I watched Death Proof for the first time recently, regarded as one of his worst films. I loved it.
Wait,
I
think, why is it regarded as one of his worst?
I don't want to spoil things. You'd have to watch it to see why. It's mm-hmm. very it was a double feature with a Robert Rodriguez movie.
Okay.
Which is interesting because the start of the movie had the Troublemaker logo and the other one, Dimension Films, which I know from Spy Kids. I watch Spy Kids and you see those logos and seeing them in front of a Tarantino movie, you're like, "Oh, what the fuck is this, Spy Kids?" Nope, it's Quentin Tarantino with all of his glorious foot action.
Fun.
Let's talk about the feet in this movie,
but
Ryan.
There are a lot of feet in this movie. This is the movie where he went, fuck it.
He was like, fuck it. Y'all know I like feet by now. I'm going to embrace it. He really put some feet in this movie.
Margot Robbie's feet.
Everybody's feet.
Hippie feet.
Everybody's fucking. And my man Quentin, I'm not going to call him my man. He's a weird dude. Quentin, he likes dirty feet.
Yeah.
The dirtier, the better.
A little bit of salt and pepper on those babies.
A little salt and pepper, a little seasoning, a little steak seasoning on there. It's he likes showing those real dirty feet up in the camera. More in the foreground than the character. Much more in focus.
The feet were almost in the way of the character. Sharon
and many,
Tate.
Many shots.
Yeah, specifically the Sharon Tate shot where she's in the theater watching her own movie.
Couldn't you see Tarantino going on, like, FootWiki and finding, like, the hottest feet, and that's how he casts actresses, because he can get to see their feet? He'll go on one day on FootWiki, on the men's FootWiki, see our feet.
And he'll be like, yes.
Maybe he'll cast us in a movie with my big bunions and everything.
Who are your favorite performances in the movie?
Well, I really liked when Margot Robbie showed her feet. I thought that was a really good scene. Favorite performance? I fucking love Leonardo DiCaprio, one of my favorite actors, so I loved that. I thought Brad Pitt was phenomenal.
Yes.
I thought that he was so good at that character.
There are two like big standout performances that I really liked, which were Brad Pitt, and I just now looked it up. Her name is Margaret Qualley or Qualley. She plays Pussycat.
I looked her up too.
She was
good.
She was fucking good. Like she was super just kind of like in her role.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Maybe that's a testament to also Tarantino, because I also don't remember seeing her in other stuff. But I just remember, like, she stood out, and Brad Pitt was my favorite performance in the movie. Especially, I'm not going to give anything away, but Brad Pitt's performance in the third act of the film is just, I was legitimately laughing. You know, you and I were talking how you and I do not laugh much in movies anymore. This movie had me laughing multiple times.
It was
the
perfect balance of comedy and drama.
Yes.
You know? And just great cinematography, directing. Because here's the thing. I'm not the biggest fan of Quentin Tarantino as a person.
just from what I've gathered. He's a weird dude. I'm not super like into some of the things he's done.
Yeah, just listen to the interview.
But his movies are fucking amazing.
If you want something to kind of put you off of the man a little bit, you just listen to the interview he did on Howard Stern, kind of defending Roman Polanski.
Yeah, that might you know,
because he was like, nah, she was into it. She was digging it. He was just a time. It's like, whoa!
All right, Quinn! Let's pump the brakes on
Quinn,
that.
Quinn, how many 13-year-old party girls are you hanging out with, buddy?
A few. Okay, a few. Just for the feet. Just
Brent,
the feet.
Get out of here!
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of him as a person, but...
He's a great director.
His movies are amazing. You just watched Pulp Fiction for the first time.
Yes, I did. Really good. I liked it.
I've been one
Marcellus
of
Wallace.
It's so good. It's an amazing movie. I love Pulp
Such
Fiction.
A good name, Marcellus Wallace.
You know, dude, Marcellus Wallace doesn't like to be fucked by anybody other than Mrs. Wallace.
Well, he did get fucked by someone other than Mrs. Wallace.
Who's that, Ryan?
I don't know the name of the character. It was the guy that was like a security guard or a cop for the gun store guy knew.
That's right. He did get fucked.
Yeah.
Guy by a man in a
yep.
basement.
And then he blew his balls off with a shotgun.
It's a good movie. Fantastic
and then
movie.
He said he's going to torture him. I liked it. I really liked it. Although I have this strange thing, and it's not like it made me like it any less. I don't know what it is, but no matter what role John Travolta is in, whether it's Grease, whether it's
don't forget Hairspray,
Pelham 1-2-3, whether it's Hairspray,
Pelham 1-2-3,
whether it's From Paris with Love, or whether it's this. He has such a goofy face, I can't see him as anybody else but Travolta acting like someone else. Like, to me, I was like, that's Travolta in a wig. Like,
I'm the same way with Charlie Sheen.
Even though Samuel L. Jackson is, like, super well-known, like, Samuel L. Jackson kind of has this fourth wall breaky thing with me where it's, like, when he's in a role, he's always, like, the role's always, like, aware that it's Samuel L.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or he just throws his own flair onto it, and I am always entertained by
Granted,
it.
Granted, Travolta, I think, is a great actor. I think I get what you're saying. Like, you just see Travolta.
And who do you say that's?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie
And it's probably because of all that stupid shit he did, like a decade ago.
Of course you're never going to see him as anyone else.
But every time, even when I go back
What's
and watch
Vietnam
movies.
Vietnam movie he was in?
Platoon,
okay.
I go back and I watch movies with Charlie Sheen. I'm like, I just see that goofy motherfucker, you know?
Was he also in, what's the one where, like...
Elf.
Is it the Chinese come and invade America?
Red Dawn.
Wasn't he in Red Dawn? The original, not the Josh Peck one.
Was the original China? I don't remember.
Was the original...
It was either
Russia or China, because the new one changed
North
it.
North Korea, yeah, with Josh Peck.
Wait, was North Korea the one in...
The new one's North Korea.
Oh, okay, so it was Russia in the old one. Then.
I have
yes.
to say, that the scene where they invade's pretty sick.
When you see them come down in parachutes.
I was like, what the fuck?
Throw rocks at them.
I know.
Ow! Ouchie.
That's Ryan's impression of a North Korean being injured by a rock thrown by Josh Peck. Yeah, overall, though, I loved the movie. I'd love to see it again. I really, really liked it.
Can't really talk in depth because
I don't want to.
Because there's like moments.
Movie.
There's moments in this that, like, there's plot points you don't want to spoil.
I'll spoil Pulp Fiction because it's old. But
yeah,
it's a new one. It's still in theaters.
And I just feel like since it doesn't have a grand structure, you'd think you wouldn't want to spoil it. But there's just kind of like punchlines and all these things that kind of come together that you don't want to ruin. Because my favorite things are kind of like the revelation of something being a punchline or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. 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 Death Proof, another Tarantino movie I'd recommend. You haven't seen Reservoir Dogs yet?
I have not.
I'd love for you to see that. Let's watch it.
Dude, I can't
That's one
help
of his best.
But cringe every time Quentin is in one of his own movies because he's a fucking awful actor.
Dude, but he said the N-word in Pulp Fiction!
Storage.
What storage?
Because he's like acting cool. He's like, look, the problem isn't the fucking copy, alright? Okay? It's the fucking dead... in the trunk of the car. Now, do I have a sign up? You know, it's because he's
like
not projecting. He's not projecting when he's acting in that scene.
I know it's because he's not an actor, but he puts himself in his movies. He's the fucking director, so he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna be in this scene."
I think in one of my favorite roles he plays, honestly, is from Dusk Till Dawn because he plays like.
I haven't seen that.
I think he plays the mentally impaired like brother or partner to George Clooney, or maybe
oh, so like an autobiography.
Not, maybe he isn't mentally impaired, and that's just what I got from his performance.
Tarantino gives off that vibe by himself. he's in Death Proof, and he's like at the bar like drinking. He's an unfortunate looking.
He is literally a Blockbuster employee that just happened to be famous.
Yeah,
he makes get famous.
He's got talent. He makes great fucking.
Oh,
movies,
he's. I think, honestly, he's one of the better filmmakers still working today.
Where yeah,
I
go because see a lot of these filmmakers dipped off, but Tarantino still is making great. This was his biggest box office opening.
But, like, ever. How many, like, his movies don't have to deal with world-ending bullshit, or they don't have to, you know, they're also,
he
like, very
history,
fun,
fucking,
and,
yeah.
And they're very much
they're very fun
of Hollywood, and they breathe and exude all these different genres, and you can tell when you're watching a Tarantino film, and it's really nice to have a voice still out there that makes films like this in general, where this is a movie that has big stars and it has good acting and it has good directing. I don't know. Good movies still come out, but you know, right now we're still in that era, and I love these movies, but we're still in that era of the comic book movie where everything's trying to be big and bad. And you know, Fast and Furious is getting bigger and bigger, and you know, they just released Hobbs and Shaw, so it's nice to see like a legitimate movie hoisted up by the crew, the acting, and the directing, and it's not just, like, I can enjoy a good popcorn flick, and Tarantino makes good popcorn flicks, but he also makes good movies that aren't just popcorn flicks.
Yeah, he makes movies where it's like, I'm gonna enjoy this popcorn, and I'm gonna enjoy the movie.
Yeah, because it's well-made, and it's fun to watch.
Exactly, and every Tarantino movie I've ever seen, I've loved.
Yeah.
You would love Reservoir Dogs. And also,
I think Inglourious Bastards still is my favorite.
Inglourious Bastards is wonderful.
Inglourious Bastards
first time
is
I
still
watched
my
it,
favorite
I had no idea
Tarantino
that it
movie.
Alters history, and I was like, what the fuck? It's a great movie. I do love his movies, and fuck, what was I going to say? There's one more thing on this subject. Oh, yeah. So me and Harrison and Jackson knew that you haven't seen Pulp Fiction, mm-hmm. so we were going to like invite you over to watch it. But we were going to edit our own version of it. So when you texted me recently, like, I saw Pulp Fiction, I was so bummed.
You're like, damn.
Because we were going to edit it and like either like cut out a crucial scene or like change the ending somehow. So when you watched the first time, you were just going to be like, what? That's the movie?
You should have just ended the movie where Travolta gets shot coming out of the bathroom. Like, end it there with like the down.
We were going to either like rearrange scenes so it made no sense, or like end it prematurely and then put one of those like things where it explains it via text,
yeah.
Like the after story. And I'm very bummed we didn't get to do that. But
I will say Pulp Fiction is definitely in the catalog of Tarantino films that I have seen, Pulp Fiction has the second best opening to a Tarantino film.
Oh, it's excellent. But Reservoir Dogs, you would like Reservoir Dogs.
But Inglourious Bastards still like the opening, the closing, everything about that movie I really like. Like everything just, every box was ticked for me. I love Inglourious Bastards.
I've only seen it once. So.
I just wish, I don't know, part of me is
I have
just,
it on DVD. Come over and watch it.
I have it on Blu-ray.
No, I have it on Blu-ray too. Harrison has a Blu-ray Tarantino collection box set.
Ooh.
Has all the classics.
I just recently started a Blu-ray collection because when I visited home, one of my friends, they didn't have Netflix or anything like that, so we couldn't just browse what movie we wanted. They were like, hey, I have a selection of movies. And as I was looking through their movies, there came that joy in me that's like, I miss this. I miss having a set of movies that I know I can watch again and again and again that are just there. And I can
like
watch
yours,
at good quality, you know? Don't have to worry about my internet
yeah.
or anything like that. And it's mine.
Exactly. But I think a big thing of it is it's like, go on Hulu. It's like, everybody's
do they have this?
Movies. There's so much. But like, if you have your own collection of movies, it's like, these are movies that speak to me, that I love, that I can look through and I can hold and touch. It's the same thing like
I want us to get started on listening to commentaries of all the movies
yeah,
that I
yeah,
start
yeah.
to collect too.
And it's also like there's something about owning. I do the same thing you do with Blu-rays with CDs where like I have a vinyl collection, I have a CD and a tape collection, and even if I might not listen to some of them, even if I love that album and I only listen to it digitally, it means something to own it and like have it. And it's like knowing that, like, I have these things as part of, like, my collection of things that make me,
yeah.
you know? It feels good to have that.
I was scared for the longest time of starting a Blu-ray collection, like, even, like, years ago. Like, even during Syndigo or, yeah, even before I moved out here in general. But I was always like, they'll go out of fashion in, like, 2 years or 5 years, and then I won't be able to buy more Blu-rays. But then, all of a sudden, I was going to, like, stores and stuff, like Walmart, Best Buy, Second and Charles, and it's like, no, they still sell DVDs of movies that come out.
Yeah.
Like, Blu-rays are going to be around for a while.
They still make new DVDs.
And, like, the new format is the 4K Ultra HD. That's the new-ish format. But it's like 1080p is still good quality for a movie.
Of course.
If I want, if for instance, I actually got the 4K Ultra HD Forrest Gump 25th anniversary.
Do you need like a special thing to play that?
Xbox does 4K, I think.
Do you need, so like you, those discs you can't play in like a Blu-ray player?
I don't think a regular Blu-ray player. I have to check. I think since the Xbox supports 4K resolution, it will be able to play this. But I have to see, because you do have to download a Blu-ray player app for your Xbox to play Blu-rays on. So I'm going to have to check the 4K Ultra HD whole thing.
What was that one format that was so short-lived? Something violet.
Ultraviolet. That's
Ultraviolet,
the,
yeah.
They still do that because Ultraviolet is the digital download that you would get, because you know how it comes. A lot of things used to be DVD, Blu-ray, and Ultraviolet. It was like you get all of these. So you get the DVD disc, the Blu-ray disc, and then they'd give you a code so you could download the movie, but on a certain, like, I think on like an Ultraviolet website or in your Ultraviolet library.
Oh, I thought it was like a type of disc.
Mm-mm.
Huh. I said we bring out the, what was it, UHD? The little PSP discs, watch movies on that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Harrison used to have a PSP, and he would always watch Dodgeball.
I think the second Spider-Man was a movie that I owned on the PSP. It was either that one or the first one. But I had that, an ATV off-road game, and then a baseball
game.
Dude,
I had... For PSP? The ATV game?
Yeah. And I just loved going around on that.
My friend had that, and I'd go to his house, and I'd play it.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
And then the baseball game, I remember.
I forgot about that game.
I didn't play the game that much, but I just remember I'd go on to it because it came with a music video. I think it's called Pressure Point by the Zootons. And so I would love that song.
Yep. My friend had that too, and we'd watch it.
Wait, really?
Yes.
And it has like, I think the sign falls down in the music video.
Yes.
It takes place. Does it take place at like this motelish type?
Dude,
I can't remember specifically.
I have not thought of this in like 9 years. That's amazing.
I remember it crystal clear. Yesterday.
When the 3DS came out, you could download music videos for a short period.
They're taking out the YouTube app or YouTube app support from the DSs, I think.
Fuck! That's our main platform.
I know.
You could download this OK Go music video in 3D with like, they were on a, it was White Knuckles and there was like a bunch of dogs and shit. It was cool. But overall, fun podcast episode, Ryan. Freddie, we can set him free, let him go home now. But thanks guys for listening. We're on Spotify and iTunes. Okay guys, stop with the laughter. I know it's very funny. I am currently in Thailand when this releases. Ryan is he's down in the mines, mining coal.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, by the way. That's
of course,
not an easy
you know,
job.
It's the least I can do, Matthew.
Thank you. But guys, we'll be back next week with another episode. Sorry for... Don't put the microphone in your mouth. Don't do that. I'm excited to get my bong rip soon.
I know.
It's going to be great, man.
So excited.
All right, guys. See you next week. Love you. Bye. Mwah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.